This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. House Democrats are showing why they've not worried over the 2020 elections, despite their current embrace of infanticide. The U.S. House Friday passed an equality bill, so-called because DNA and gender are seen as useless considerations. Furthermore, Congressman Chris Smith documented before the U.S. House that the bill inserts abortion and unlimited access to abortion into every consideration of sex or sexuality in every state. While this equality bill has no chance now in the U.S. Senate, nor any chance of overcoming a Trump veto, this bill could allow candidates to dismiss infanticide and insert transgenderism, as candidates have been poorly prepared to counter transgenderism political demands. This is Life News Radio. The life issue needs you. When you take the time to make a well-informed stand, you may be surprised how many details come to life and how you become willing to naturally share that information in simple conversations. One of the best places to get started is probably your local church community. Another resource, our website, lifenews.com. Think through your position on life, make a stand, and get ready to be part of a culture of life. After Alabama passed its abortion ban, opponents asked who would care for women with unplanned pregnancies. Turns out, Alabama has 70 centers to help moms keep their children, and social media was full of examples of active care by pro-life advocates. Another fact about abortion in Alabama, 60% of abortions occur among the 26% of Alabamans who are black. And abortionist Yashika Robinson says she won't stop abortions under the law. Her clinic has been cited for health violations, unsanitary conditions, and equipment not cleaned after being used. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.